Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Stories. I love them as much as anyone. The problem is that buyers send confusing messages. On one hand, they love stories enough that planners are willing to pick us out of the herd and put us on the cool speaker list. Later in the sales process, though, origin stories from different speakers now compete with each other. And the story with the smallest price tag usually wins. So we really can't depend on a killer narrative to fill our speaking calendars. The best way to position a story is to change its role. Instead of being the centerpiece, make our background a vehicle for something bigger. Something that is universal enough to appeal to a lot of audiences, but specific enough to stand out in a sea of cool narratives. For example, instead of saying something like, "Be inspired by Billy Bob's story of resilience and strength." Don't do that. Everyone does that. Use the story as a vehicle with something like, "Using his story as a former blah, 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 Billy Bob explores the complexity of blah, blah, blah with a unique take on blah, blah, blah." Now, that small switch in focus allows folks to evaluate the resonance of your message instead of seeing your story as one of many. Now, I know this sounds counterintuitive. Making the narrative stand out by putting it in the background? Yep, I hear you, but it works. In a world filled with too many cool backgrounds, using the narrative as a context for a universal truth still grabs the heart, yet shifts the focus to the impact. The story stays memorable, it's just not the star of the show. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.